Glory Days, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim
on Radio Nova.
How are you doing, folks? Good to have you. Glory Days, the PJ and Jim podcast. I was actually thinking, John was thinking, I was wondering whether or not we should actually use our power for good.
Yes, right? Yeah, oh, definitely.
So maybe this podcast could become an opportunity occasionally for us to solve the world's problems.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, okay.
And we could start small. We could start with people's problems. We could actually have, maybe we'll do a podcast one day where we, you know, act as like agony uncles.
Oh, yeah, yeah. If it's giving advice, because I don't actually want to do anything to help anyone.
Right.
Yeah, but if it's like giving, you know, if we're just giving advice and all.
Yeah, because you know the way we've often celebrated the fact that you have, you know, great life mottos.
Yes.
You know what I mean? That can save people a lot of aggravation and stuff like that. Oh. We often said you should be a motivational speaker.
Definitely. The wisdom of an idiot. Who doesn't need it? Plain thinking. You know?
And, you know, and like
even Shakespeare used fools to speak the truth, you know? Yeah.
And so we could do maybe, you know, maybe we'll seek out people who have dilemmas.
Yeah.
And because, like, you know,
that's a good idea, honestly.
You know, and you could become a lot of those people that you've often spoken about in the past, you know, like Dr. Phil.
Oh, yeah, God,
or
yeah.
The Dalai Lama or something.
Yeah, yeah. Those people that give you terrible, useless advice, or Deepak Chopra. He's another one of them. Do you know that lad?
Yeah.
Deepak Chopra. Literally, the most stating of the obvious. Like, you know, the road to wisdom is through taking your time and learning. No shit, you fucking jackass. Like, well, you know, just like all this stuff. You just say things a certain way, and then it's supposed to sound mystical and wonderful and all. And, you know.
And the other thing is, they often, obviously, they have to do it. They have to play by the rules.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They have to kind of, you know, be politically correct and, you know, all of that sort of stuff, and can't promote anger or any of that. Whereas you'd have a free rein, really, to tell it like it is.
Well, you know, you can shortcut a lot of this shit. That's what I find. There's this book, right? It's called The Alchemist by a fella called Paulo Coelho, right? And I read it, and it's the greatest crock of shite I've ever endured in my life. It is absolutely unbearable. So you're reading it, right? And it's about this fella. He goes on some fucking voyage of self-awareness. I'm going to go and find my place in the world. And I can't remember. The gist of it is he gets in everybody's way for years. This is going on. He's traveling around the world. Maybe this is where I belong. And I'm there all night. Don't go away with yourself, whatever it is. And then the end of the book, the big reveal. Now, this is like, I don't know, there's 160 pages of this shit or whatever it is. The big reveal is, I went home and found my, this was where the treasure of my happiness has always been. What a lot. Like, you know what I mean?
Do you know, so I read
so
that book.
Yeah.
And it's funny, as you said it, I was thinking to myself, what's that about again?
Yeah, there you go.
I knew it was meant to be, you know, you're meant to read something into it, like read between the lines or whatever, but I couldn't remember what it was I was supposed to.
What the point, because it's such a flimsy point. But when you're reading it, he uses such colourful language, you know, and then the journey of 1,000 men before me was to go to this place. And you're like, and then you just think, right, so a fella went, like, that's, if you put that in modern day, it's getting on a bus. Do you know, like, you're getting.
And I love the way that those things, the ones that have the mad titles as well. There's loads of those kind of, you know, that you're like, there's that one, The Monk Who Stole His Ferrari, or Sold His Ferrari. That's the
is
monk.
Is that a real book?
That's a real book. The Monk Who Sold His Ferrari. And then there's that other one, Who Moved My Cheese?
There is not. Is that an actual, and that's supposed to be like a self help book?
Yeah.
Who Moved My Cheese? This is it. Who looks at that and goes, here's, this is going to change my life. Who moved me cheese? I've always wondered, if me cheese was in a different place, would I be a more successful person? Your life does not depend on cheese. It doesn't matter what, it's mental. These self-help books, and the worst ones are those, you know, billionaires that release a book. Here's how I did it, you can do it too. No, they can't, you jammy fucking arsehole. You got timing. You timing.
Yeah, you've already done it.
Yeah, you did.
You cornered the market on it. There's no room left for me.
So what am I going to do, Richard fucking Branson? I'm going to release a jumbo jet company called How's Your Man's Tax for a Takeoff. No, it's not going to happen. It doesn't matter how much I dream about it.
Yeah.
You can give me all the time in the world. My timing isn't your timing.
Yeah.
And I don't have your money talent. Like, people think they can just learn how to be entrepreneurs, you know.
Yeah.
You can't, you're born to be an entrepreneur the same way you're born to be able to sing. You know, you can't, you might be able to you know, balance a lodger or whatever.
Yeah.
But you'll never be able to just turn into an entrepreneur.
Not to mention the amount of times we said, like, if everybody, you know the way they go, anybody can do it.
Yeah.
Anybody can do it. Anybody from any walk of life. You can do it. You can become a billionaire.
Oh, yeah.
If that was the case and we all became billionaires, who's going to do all the feckin' jobs we want done to, that we want to pay for?
But this is
the shitty jobs.
Yeah, yeah. The wasters. That's what I hate about these things as well. It implies that everybody who hasn't become a superhuman is basically a waster.
Yeah,
you know, it's like,
yeah.
Aye, oh, you two, oh, yous are on local radio. Oh, look, and hell, I'd be ashamed of that. Oh, yeah, I'm not cracking the world, you know what I mean? Yeah. You're like, what are you doing? Shut up, I'm doing me best, you shithead.
You see,
do me best.
That's the kind of self-help stuff. It's like, do you remember that time when we were talking about Dr. Phil? Right?
Yeah, yeah. What an arse.
And you, what was the case you were saying about, you know, the way he always kind of seems to just, he blames men for everything.
He does, he knows his audience. He knows his audience are middle-aged white women in Texas. So,
but you gave a specific piece, I can't remember what the problem was meant to be.
Yeah.
But your Dr. Phil advice was, set him on fire.
Set him on fire. You know, it's ridiculous. And he turns everything around to be ridiculous. Like, tell you, like, she goes, hey, my husband said he didn't like my coffee. And he's like, yo, don't you understand when you tell your wife you don't like her coffee, what she hears is you're an ugly bitch. You're like, that's not what he said. I just wasn't even here. I wanted a cup of tea and a biscuit.
Yeah.
Like, it's totally...
Yeah, I was literally choosing tea instead of coffee.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
all. This is why I sleep in the car most nights. Because I can't handle the accusations.
Yeah.
You know.
But you're right. No bullshit advice like, set him on fire.
Yeah, set him on fire. Yeah, that's, you know, just get out. You know, like, things are... Generally, everything has a simple answer to it. It's just very hard to.
It'd be very interesting if you had it. If you did have an agony aunt, agony uncle column in a newspaper. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like that. So there'd be, you know, the way a lot of the problems are really long. They go into all the details of, you know, this and that happened and this and that. And speaking like, whoa, whatever. And then, you know, so like sometimes literally one question and one answer takes up a whole page or whatever. Whereas there'd be this huge question for you and your answer would be, tell him to fuck off.
Or deal with it. So, you know the way sometimes you
get
just,
over it, yeah?
Yeah, but just, you know the way sometimes, and everyone goes, you never have to do it. Sometimes you're just in a like, you know, you never see these things like, you see people going, me and the missus were killing each other. Jesus, we're fighting every day. And the kids are asking us to stop. We can't sit in the room and they hate them. And then people are, advice is always the same. Split up. Go your separate ways. Don't worry, you can't live your life a slave. Just go, what about the fucking mortgage? And who's going to pay the bills? And where am I going to live?
Never put that bit in.
Yeah, he goes, here's the advice. If you're in a bad marriage and there's a big mortgage you can't afford, just buy a second telly and ignore each other.
Irish people have been able to do that for years.
Yeah, the Irish divorce.
Literally the Irish divorce, or divorce Irish style.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you occupy the same space. Yeah. You just
agree to a list of jobs in the house that one of you does, the other doesn't, and just fucking just live your life. You know, just everybody's, we're all going to be miserable eventually. You just get the most out of it while you can. You know, like it's just, what are you going to do? Eventually you're going to be walking down the road with a bad back wondering, why was it worth trying to fix it, or should I have just bought another telly? And I think...
Yeah, inspirational.
Inspirational, like, you
that's
know.
It's absolutely fucking brilliant. Inspirational advice.
You can be happy. I remember saying to some lad, can you be happy in prison? And he says, you can be happy anywhere. And I remember thinking, jeez, that's very poignant now. Because I know I couldn't. So I was like, there's a fella now.
Yeah.
He doesn't deserve success because he can be happy anywhere. But someone like me now, you know, I deserve...
I need the trappings. I need the trappings of wealth.
Yeah.
I need stuff to elevate me. I don't have it in me to find inner peace and happiness.
No, I'm too cranky. This philosophical Deepak Chopra reading murderer, he can find his way to happiness in a jail cell.
Yeah.
I need to fly first class and, you know, drink champagne.
I need stuff to fill the void within me.
Exactly, yes. I need plastic surgery to get my ears level and You know, there's a lot of stuff. I've a hole in my life.
I want to pay people to universally adore me.
Yeah.
Even if they're lying.
I have a spiritual hole. The reason I hate the Dalai Lama is because I think he's a jammy bastard. Yeah.
Because he's making money out of this shit advice more than I am.
Yeah, I've loads of terrible advice that could be given people. You know? And I don't even make it rhyme. You can understand this.
Oh, man.
Oh, there you go. If you don't feel better after seeing this and listening to this podcast, I don't know what's going to help you.
No, it's going to happen. I wonder, yeah. By the way, if you have any problems and you'd like the great PJ Callagher to solve them, please feel free. You could probably drop us an email and I'm sure we could get around to it.
If you've got a problem and nobody else can solve it, maybe you should call.
No, but your advice would be, if you've got a problem and nobody else can solve it, maybe you should just get fucking over it.
Get over it. Get a prescription. That's what I did.
Yeah. Go and have a jar.
I don't think. I'm actually not being serious, obviously. Considering it took a whole team of fuckers to get me straight.
I still think your advice would be, I think it'd be worth hearing, if nothing else. It'd be worth hearing even if you chose to ignore it.
Yeah, definitely ignore it. Whatever I say, do the opposite is probably a good rule.
Come here, listen, we'll give you a few of the best bits from Jordan the Week, because we had some crack Jordan the Week on a few bits and pieces. It started in a very strange way, talking about somebody's nuts. Somebody very specific now, not just any randomer.
And very specific nuts, because they're actually worth a fortune, as it turns out. He thinks they are, anyway.
Yeah, exactly. So you'll get to hear about that. The man who literally insured his nuts for fortunes. Somebody who'll probably be well known to you. Also, we were talking about baby talk. Well, it started off talking about baby talk,
but then it got into sort of the intricacies of pet names and relationships.
Because it turns out that there's a common line there between
worldwide
between the way we talk to babies, dogs,
and our other halves.
Yeah. When you hear PJ's pet name.
I actually missed that. I miss being called it, I'll be honest with you.
Actually, speaking of names, we had a great segment during the week where there are genuine like gangster names.
Yeah.
Men who are meant to be feared, you know, men who are meant to be kind of criminals and killers.
And they just have the greatest names. Like, you know what I mean? These are the fellas now who wouldn't be happy in prison.
No.
Not with names like this, because no one would take them seriously.
Absolutely. That's on the way. And then Leitrim will be happy this week. That's all I'm saying. Leitrim will be happy because it was off the hook.
Finally.
PJ didn't have a go at Leitrim this week. The mantle passed to Longford.
Yeah, good old Longford. Famous for... Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Right, have a little listen. We'll talk to you on the other side.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
I thought it was just us these days that had gangsters called, like, you know, the monk, the penguin, the...
Yeah.
The whatever well, they
the
call them.
One thing about it is, you know the amount of them that are called fat somebody or other?
There's loads of that,
like,
yeah.
I mean... Like, you know what I mean? If you're talking about a gangster,
I know,
you'd imagine you wouldn't want to annoy them. So calling them fat somebody or other is probably not the best way to go if you're a journalist.
I would have thought Healthy Terry would have been a good name for
or
a gangster.
Handsome. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Handsome. Or well groomed, well dressed.
Yeah, like the old one, old Dickie Blue Eyes or whatever. You know, back in the day they had those names.
Yeah, yeah.
But somebody has categorised and put down a list of the actual names of gangsters. Mafiosi gangsters.
Like genuine, proper, back-in-the-day gangsters.
And guys who are still around today and still in prison and stuff. And I can't believe these are scary people when I read the names. Like, for instance, Joey Bananas Banano is one of them. He does not sound like a threatening guy.
Bananas Banano.
Joey Bananas Banano.
He sells like a lad who has an ice cream shop. Or a, you know what I mean?
Yeah, doesn't he? Yeah. And never mind that. I mean, imagine getting threatened by Ice Pick Willy. Ice Pick Willy. He's out. It's literally give us $2.99 and a screwball.
It sounds like a character from The Simpsons.
It's like
Groundskeeper Willy.
In fact, it's really hard to know if these are children's TV presenters or genuine gangsters.
But are they genuine gangsters? These are people who have actually been...
Oh, these are guys who've been convicted, properly.
Convicted gangsters.
Yeah, Cockeyed Louie. I mean, he'd never catch you. You know?
Yeah. I'm assuming he wasn't a hitman.
Oh, I guess
not. He wasn't a sniper with a name like Cockeyed.
Yeah, imagine Louis Cockeyed. Cockeyed Willie Fratto. Cockeyed Louis Fratto. I beg your pardon.
Oh my God.
And if he was after you, and imagine you got away from him, and then George the Butter Ass the Chico got you, you'd be really, you'd be absolutely mortified then. Imagine.
They call him the Butter Ass.
George the Butter Ass the Chico. Yeah. Imagine, like, and as for Anthony Whack Whack in De La Quito, I mean, Whack Whack in De La Quito. That sounds like, sounds something you should be doing in the privacy of your room.
I sell it.
Whack Whack in De La Quito.
Oh, I assume there's something being lost in translation.
I really don't know.
Do you think they ever turn around and say to each other, listen, why I got to be called Butter Ass? Why you got to call me Butter Ass? It's embarrassing in front of all these people. You're going to call me Butter Ass. What are you doing? Eating your bed and call Whack Whack.
Yeah.
I got to go around and get Whack Whack all the time.
You think Whack Whack is bad? What about if your name was Angelo Quack Quack Ruggiero? Quack Quack Ruggiero.
Oh my God.
It just gets better. And then
everybody, duck. Here comes Quack Quack.
I know. And then there's Willy Potatoes Dadano. The names are brilliant. Pat the Cat, Joey the Goat Brogy. Like, it's just... And then there's like Peter Horseface Livaloni. Livaloni! And that's his real name!
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, he could have been there. Call me anything just to get away from Livaloni. Okay, Horseface. Well, maybe a better one than that.
Livaloni.
Yeah. Tony Horseface Livaloni. Peter Horseface.
It's understandable why you'd be Livaloni if you got a face like a horse.
It's understandable why you turn to gangsterism, I suppose. Then there's Frank Chi-Chi de Mayo, which sounds like a sandwich.
Yeah.
I'll have the number 5, the Chi-Chi de Mayo with cheese, please. Lovely. Thank you very much. Harry the Hump, Carmine the Flopsy Flanga.
The Flopsy.
Yeah, it's great. Joey Sox Lanza. I mean, it just goes on and on. Giuseppe the Clutch Hand Morello. The Clutch Hand Morello. Like, what's he famous for? He must have been just like serious handshakes or something like that, you know?
I see there's one there called Louis Eggs.
Is that one of the real ones? Yeah, yeah. Louis Eggs.
Louis Eggs. Consivano or something. Or Consivano.
Some of them are like that Louis Eggs. Some you'd wonder where they got the name from.
Yeah, but he's an actual crony as opposed to a phony.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
One of the real ones, yeah. Mm. But check out this guy. This is my favourite one of the whole lot, right?
Right.
Salvatore Sammy singing in the night catalanotti. It's an album.
That rolls off the tongue. Yeah. He should be a lounge singer.
It doesn't. Yeah, it really. It's like one of those. If you buy, not available in the shops, but if you call now and get Salvatore's Semi singing in the night's Kellen and Nutty's album, we'll give you a free oven mitt or a shotgun.
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim
on Radio Nova.
Big story in the news today that apparently Longford has the highest number of prison admissions. Speak up there.
The highest rate of imprisonment than any other county in Ireland, yeah.
Which for a small rural county, it didn't just come as a surprise to PJ and myself, John Lonergan.
John Lonergan, who's the governor of Mountjoy, or was the previous governor.
He was even, like, surprised by it, he said.
Yeah, seems like he was, well, yeah.
So we were struggling with a few things. We were curious as to what the likely crimes were in Longford, not knowing a great deal about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? PJ went for cattle rustling. And stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. And like it could be anything, you know.
Could be anything. And then we were struggling kind of for what it's famous for and famous people, because we genuinely don't know a lot about it, do we?
Dog food is something it's famous for, and centre parks.
Yeah.
That's...
Now, do you remember Piff said that, or somebody else, maybe it wasn't Piff that told us, was it? No, maybe it wasn't, but somebody said that Mel Gibson was named after a cathedral in Longford.
Yeah.
And Piff has been on to say... That's actually true.
I can't swallow that.
That his mother, Anne Patricia Riley, came from County Longford.
Yeah. But
and,
hold on.
They had 11 children, one of which was named after St. Mel of Ardagh, a nephew of St. Patrick, and a saint associated with Anne's hometown.
Yeah, so he's named after St. Mel, not after the building in Longford. Do you know what I mean?
Look, tomato, tomato.
That's ridiculous. That's like St. Patrick's Church. I'm Patrick. I'm not named after the church. I'm named after the saint.
Somebody's da was Patrick Flynn, and he was the first sports editor of the Evening Press newspaper, and he came from Ballymahon in County Longford.
Well, stop the lights. The Evening Press.
Kevin's da.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, I don't mean to cast. I'm sure your dad was a lovely man. I've no doubt about it. I'm sure he's a great man. But a celebrity.
A very well known man.
Well, okay. Right. I'm also not saying anything about a man's father.
Anto's been on. Yeah. He sent us a little thing there. This is probably from. Oh, it's from Discover Ireland. Longford's main attraction is the Corlea Trackway, a unique wooden road through the boglands dating from 148 BC.
Well,
famous people include the former Argentinian president, Edel Miro O'Farrell. There was an Argentinian president called
Edel Miro O'Farrell. There you go. And by the way, I looked up Longford earlier on, you know.
Yeah.
And I thought that one of its famous attractions was the Corliss Takeaway, I thought that said. And I was like, my God.
If you're famous for a chipper.
Your whole town is famous. Have you tried the Corliss?
I'll tell you something.
They do the best Longford chicken and fries the world has ever seen.
Mickey's been on to say, morning boyos, I lost my virginity in Longford at the back of the Fountain Blue, wherever that is.
Oh, God. I wonder, did they name it, call it the Blue Fountain after what happened there?
Maybe. Maybe, you know, that was it.
Bit of a bluey round by the fountain, 1987.
And here, look, check this one out. Somebody's saying, Peter Check just graduated from Longford College.
No, he didn't.
I don't know. Somebody's had to send it in there.
What are you studying, Longford College?
I've no idea.
I want to go to Longford College.
And come here, listen, the bomber's been on.
Oh, for God's sake.
But here's an interesting one, right?
Yeah.
You know, he maintains, now bear in mind what the story that brought all of this up was, right? The crime kind of thing, you know, the prison admissions and whatever. And he, according to the bomber, your man Paul Williams, you know, the guy who's the actual
crime guy.
The crime correspondent guy.
Yeah.
Is from Longford.
Really?
There you go. So that's obviously, that's where he got to start, maybe. Reporting on local sheep rustling and stuff.
Yeah, it's an unfair advantage, though, you know, saying you're famous from Longford. When there's only six of you in the first place, you're bound to get a look in, you know.
Yeah.
One way or another.
Yeah. It's an interesting collection, though, isn't it? Former Argentinian president.
Yeah.
The crime correspondent from one of the papers.
Yeah, and the guy who owns the Corliss Takeaway. I'll tell you something. Stop the lights. If that's not the holy trinity of tourism right there, I don't know what is.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
You know the way we all do baby talk? We do it to our other halves. We do it to babies, obviously, and we do it to animals and pets and stuff. You know, look at you, to be, oh, gee, you know, all that other stuff.
I love the way you start to sound like your man from Rainbow whenever you do that sort of stuff. You would do, George, what are you saying, Bungle?
Oh, Bungle, look at you, you hurt your finger. You hurt your little finger. Yeah, well, they've done a study, and it seems that baby talk, essentially, doing that, no matter what the language, anywhere in the world, it's the exact same. We all transform our voices like that when we want to speak to infants and pets. And for some reason or other half, I guess we've all done it, you know.
Yeah.
You're an adult. You know the way you're an adult? Drive a car and all. You can do the shopping and get up and go to work and all that. But you come back and then you hurt your elbow off a press and you're there going, I hurt my elbow.
Really, do you?
Yeah, and then she'd be there going, oh, you poor little pig. Your little piggy hurt his elbow. You know?
She referred to you as your poor little piggy.
I think that's been a nickname, little piggy.
That's a bit harsh.
I liked it. My little fat piggy hurt his elbow.
Ooh, so you're saying that all over the world,
yeah,
everybody turns into that person.
That person.
When they're talking to a baby. Or a pet.
Yeah.
Or their other half.
Yeah, everybody does it. I do it all the time.
Surely you don't do it as much with your... You're like, surely at some stage in your life, you stop going to... Like, if you ever said to your other half, surely you just think you'd lost your mind.
Ah, no, well, you don't do it right away. Like, you don't have a one-night stand and go, would you like me to make a breakfast?
Would you like a little egg?
You look at you, make a little egg and soldiers. You know, don't do that. That's insane.
Actually, to be honest with you, you're creeping me out now a bit.
Yeah, well, there you go. Yeah. You know, it's weird. But if you know someone ages, then you start to have funny little pet names for each other and,
yeah,
and all
so
of that.
So in France, it's... But ultimately, it's the same gist.
The same gist, yeah. Yeah, the same sort of gist, yeah.
Wow. It makes you wonder why we don't just use that. You know the way they tried to... Remember there was the time they tried to make a universal language? Esperanto. Esperanto. And they thought this language would supersede all other languages and the whole world would speak it.
That was the idea.
Die to death.
Yeah, of course it did. Stupid idea.
But if we're already using baby language, why don't we just do that?
I think we should.
When they all arrive at the UN, imagine, all the diplomats, they could all walk up to each other and go,
if they did it to the little countries, wouldn't that be great? I'd like to welcome everyone here, all the people from Germany and France, the United States. It's great to have you here.
Luxembourg. Oh, you look so cute.
Oh, Latvia, you little thing. You silly little country.
Yeah. Yeah, there, again, somebody saying, if I spoke to my husband like that, I'd be signing my divorce papers. To be fair, yeah. I'm not sure that, yeah.
I don't know, I like it. And all the pet names. I've had some really weird pet names. Actually, one pet name, I don't know if I should say it. It was affectionately she called me Shady Pants.
And affectionately?
Yeah, yeah. She was,
right, okay.
I was like, hey, you did, Shady Pants. I used to get it all the time. Hey, Shady Pants. Yeah, this was the kind of thing, right? Yeah. And then she would write it on text messages and all. Yeah, she would write like, you know, oh, I'll see you later. Shady Pants. Whatever, yeah. Yeah. And that was a thing. And she sent up me profiles.
It's just worrying that it had to come from somewhere.
Well, no, just because, you know, there'd be a bit of fart to go on and all. And then she set up my Netflix account and all. She set it up with the name Shady Pants on it, like, you know. And then she got so used to it. She was on the phone to her ma. And she was there saying, yeah, no, I'm on the home. And her ma says, love you. And she goes, yeah, see you later, Shady Pants.
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
There's a long-standing tradition, right, of famous sorts. Ensuring the thing that has made them famous sorts.
Michael Flatley famously did it.
With his feet?
Yeah, back in the day when a million was still seen as a lot of money, he insured his feet for £1 million. And
you get the singers who'll do their voices maybe, you know, because if they lose their voice, they lose their livelihood.
Exactly, yeah.
Maybe there might be footballers maybe who... their legs or something.
Some insurance on their body parts, whatever. But it's gone a step further this morning. John Fury, who is Tyson Fury's father, has insured his nuts for £10 million. Because he says that is the value of... I don't really want to say certain words. The value of fathering a world heavyweight champion. Let's put it that way.
Wow.
That what he can do, what he can produce... is worth at least £10 million. If he was to be put out to stud, he'd be worth that, you know.
Yeah, see, the interesting thing about that sentence is the word if. If he was to be put out to stud, as in, he's contemplating the idea that he's going to get offers.
Well, I don't know, maybe he's contemplating having... Yeah, maybe him and his...
Is he planning more children?
Maybe. Maybe this is like his way of putting himself on the market.
Because I don't think... He's a young man, is he?
Oh, I wouldn't have thought so. It doesn't say his age. Maybe he deliberately is hiding his age, you know, in case someone wants to make a deal, you know. Because he's got three sons who are all professional fighters. Tyson, Tommy, Roman. Roman just got into the fight game. He was a rugby player. He got into it over the weekend, apparently. And the quote from... John Fury, the father, is, I've insured me nuts, these are his words, for £10 million. He says, believe me, I can't read that sentence, but he goes, I've got world champion nuts in my trousers. I could breed some kings, I could. There's only champions that grow from my nuts, and that's been proven, hasn't it? All my sons can fight, not just Tyson. That's a direct quote from him.
You see, normally when people do something like this, it's while they're actively pursuing their career. So like I say, if you're a singer, you need your voice. If your voice was going to go, you insure it just in case because you're still making your money. Flatly with his feet, you know what I mean, while he was dancing and stuff like that. You know, the John Fury thing's a bit different really, isn't it?
It is, actually.
Like, it's not, you know, he's basically comparing himself to... a thoroughbred horse or something.
Or something.
Yeah.
Maybe we could all get in on that. Maybe I've got comedy nuts. Maybe, like, we could, you know, we could do something like that where we could sort of, you know, sell off
comedy nuts. That's
comedy nuts.
What's your slogan? My nuts are a joke.
Yeah, my nuts are a joke. And anyone that wants in, no problem. Do you want a child who won't have a normal job, won't finish school, and talks rubbish for a living? Come get some of my comedy nuts.
Wow.
Yeah, who knows, you know.
But like, because insuring it sort of implies that, you know, he intends to make money.
It does. Yeah, of course. Like, and I don't know who's going to come to him looking for that. I don't think anyone's going to come saying, I'm looking for a 9 foot son.
I was
son.
Hoping to breed a, yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking for a 9 foot son. You can punch people in the face. Don't worry about it. I have it covered. If that's what you want, just go get a bear, you know.
Yeah.
Not that it's easy to get a bear, but...
Yeah, and the whole mating process would probably be slightly more difficult.
Jibs.
To be fair.
Yeah, I can't imagine it being very safe.
No, unlikely.
I don't practice safe sex. I've just had a son with a bear. But I know what you mean. It does probably, it implies that he's setting up a business or something, yeah. You know, and maybe he is like,
unless,
you know, making lodgements
sort of
to a bank, you know.
Right,
maybe that's a sort of a thing.
Yeah.
Because they do, there is that, people that pay for that type of thing.
Yeah.
I think, do they give it, is that true that you go to those banks and there's like, you pick off the father's attributes? Is that actually a thing?
I don't know.
Scientist,
like, so
good looking.
Oh, right,
you know,
yeah.
Them, like, you know, Jim McCabe. Oh, I'd love to have a son with a woody back. Or, you know.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
There we go. Some of the best bits from Morning Glory during the week. And also, of course, don't forget that bit at the start, just in case you tuned in specifically for the best bits. You know, if you decided to skip the front bit, you don't know the level of advice you've missed out
on. You missed out there now.
Whose quality it was.
Yeah. There's going to be lads out there 21 years old with a comb over, missing out, aging before their time because they haven't taken some fantastic advice.
Has anybody, like, you know the way people always look for advice?
Yeah.
You know, everybody's asking for advice. They want advice on everything.
And
has there ever been any good stuff?
No.
Because, you know, like, lads in particular, they ask mates for advice.
Yeah.
That's got to be a recipe for disaster.
Yeah, it really does depend on your mate, doesn't it?
Yeah,
it really does. I never ask for advice. Just ask for affirmation. That's what I always feel.
Yeah, just tell me I'm right.
Yeah, can you just tell me I'm right? So at least when I make a mistake, it's your fault. You know,
just something to let me off the
hook. Affirmation. Yeah. You know, I love that about a lot. Lads will always affirm things for you. You know, always, no matter what. You're out with your friend, I have to get up to work in the morning. Yeah, fair play to you. You know, you've done all right. I'm glad to hear. And you're like, fuck, I deserve a day off. Yeah, you do deserve it. Come on, we get locked to be better off. You know, fuck them anyway. You know, that's affirmation.
Yeah, that's all you do.
Whatever.
As a bloke, all you do is you read the room about what it is, and you just go with it.
What do you think? What's the feeling in the room at the time?
Yeah. God forbid you'd actually stand up and be a lone voice in it.
Oh, yeah.
So where's the joy in that?
Yeah, I think me and the missus are breaking up. Yeah, so what can you do about it? You know, terrible thing. Get out of there. Live your life, man. Yeah, next day we're actually going to work through it. I'm glad to hear that. I'm very fond of her. Yeah, very. So I always liked her. To be honest, she's the only reason I hang around with you. If you do leave her, give us her phone number. Or some such.
Some such advice. Yeah. Anyway, listen, I think we've sorted out those few problems of the world for
one week. Definitely, yeah.
I think we've done our job here. Our work is done, PJ. Let us go.
Let's go, Dr. Filth. We got the world to make better.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie, or on the Nova app.